repent. Allow God's forgiveness to reign in your life. Ignore your opinion of yourself that is fueled by guilt and shame. Don't sideline yourself. Get back in the game. Step into the play that God has you operating in.
Refresh.
Good morning, guys. Welcome back to another episode of Refresh Podcast. Super excited to be back with all of you guys. This series continues to just hit at a perfect timing, you know, every time, even for myself while I'm building it. So I pray that in the same mannerism that it is just reaching you, perfect timing, every timing. How is your morning so far? I hope you are getting great timing in traffic. I hope you're not stuck. I hope the kiddos chose to wake up, you know, decently and didn't fight you trying to wake up this morning. And so it's Monday. It's time for another episode of Refresh Podcast. And you know what that means? It's time for episode 5 of our brand new series to kick off the year, stepping in the standard number 5. And today we're going to be talking about temptation. So let's take a look at the definition of temptation, shall we? Temptation's definition, one of them says, is the desire to do something, especially something wrong or unwise. Before we go any further, let's pray, because I totally forgot to pray, my bad. Guys, Father, I just thank you so much for this amazing time. God, I pray that you would just manifest in this message. God, I pray they would use this message and this reminder, Father, that we can plant these seeds in our heart, Lord, that we have the power, we have the ability to withstand temptation. Father, that we do not have to give in. In the moments that, Lord, if there's times where we give in, Father, I pray that you would help us to recover and to just want you, to just crave you and just to seek you. God, I pray that you would just anoint my lips. Let it be not by my words alone, but by yours, God. I pray that you would just move in a powerful way here today in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, cool. So let's go back, shall we? So we see it here, folks. Don't get it twisted and don't feast on the lie. But temptation doesn't lurk with good intentions. It's associated with the motive to do something wrong and unwise. And right away, we see this is an evasion of God's conduct, because he is the source of wisdom and holiness. So how do we fight temptation, right? That's probably what some of you are wondering, is how in the world do we fight against this temptation? So our reference point today is going to be out of Matthew chapter 4. So what's going on in Matthew chapter 4 is Jesus goes into the wilderness to fast for 40 days and 40 nights. And when he's wrapping up his fast, you know, he's pretty hungry. You know, I mean, if you didn't eat for 40 days, 40 nights, I'm sure you'd be pretty hungry too. Even when I don't eat after just a few hours, I'm hungry. You know, I mean, but, you know, it was the moment that he was hungry that we see that scripture says that Satan enters in to start tempting Jesus. And so the first way that he tempts him, he says, if you're so hungry, turn those stones into bread. And then Jesus says, no, Satan, you know, it's written in the word of God that man shall not live by bread alone. And he overcomes because he used the scriptures. We see that the second way, you know, Satan doesn't give up there. He keeps on trying and he says, okay. So then they go to, you know, this mountaintop. They go to, you know, this cliff, this top of this temple. They go to a high place. And he says, if you're the son of God, throw yourself off. It's going to be all right because angels will catch you. And, you know, Jesus uses scripture again and he overcomes and he says, no, you know, we're not supposed to tempt God. You know, we're not supposed to put God to the test. Then he goes in a third time because Satan is persistent. He is trying to get Jesus to slip up. And he says, if you worship me, I'll give you power. I'm going to get all of these kingdoms to you, and you're going to rule over all these kingdoms. And all you have to do is worship me and praise how good I am. And Jesus says, oh, Satan, you need to leave. Go, Satan. It is written in God's word that you should not worship anyone but God the Father. And, you know, he overcomes through scripture. So we see that Satan enters in the moment he knew Jesus was hungry. and he does the same thing for us. Whenever he senses a weakness, whenever he senses a point of vulnerability, that's whenever he comes to strike in us, whenever he comes to attack us in those moments. And that's exactly what his main name means. If you were to break down the name devil, D-E and V-I-L, and put them back together, one of the phrases means to throw repetitiously in one area, and the other one means to pierce completely through until you make it through. So you put them together, and that's what he does. He throws in specifically in one area repeatedly until he pierces completely through, and that's what he does. He finds the weak spots in our armor. He finds the weaknesses in our lives, and he comes in to tempt. So it says it right here, that that's whenever he came in to tempt Jesus, was when he knew he was hungry. And he does the same thing for us. When our spiritual bellies are empty and it's time to feast, he tries to beat us to the punch by feeling our hunger with temptation. See, we see here that he tempts Jesus with three of the biggest things that man craves after in this life: food, security, and power. And just think about that for a wee bit moment, okay? So the first one, food. How often do you think about food? You eat every day, right? Some of us eat 3-4 times a day. Some of us eat 1 or 2 times a day. But regardless, you do not go the day without eating. There's often times where, I'll be thinking about, okay, what's today's meal going to be? Okay, what I'm going to eat today? Especially, if I'm low on money, what am I going to eat the next few days? I got this much money. I got to prepare for this. There's security. There's that ability to have that safety net to be secure. That's something that man craves after, and that is one of man's biggest fears. And, I think we had talked about this in the Courage podcast is, man has that fear that what if I'm not good enough? What if I cannot provide money for my family? What if I fail at life? What if I can't pay my bills? Man craves security and power is the last one that, Satan came in to tempt Jesus with, was power. Now, it's so ironic and so stupid on Satan's part, because Jesus already has power. Jesus is power. He is part of the Godhead. The God, the Father, Jesus is the Son, and Holy Spirit is Holy Spirit. And, so Jesus has the power. So why in the world would he need power from Satan when all power is already his? But, he does the same very thing to us, because in this life, man seeks the prestige, man seeks the power, man seeks the accomplishments, man seeks the affirmations. And that's what Satan comes to tempt us with. But we see here that Jesus relies on the power of God to overcome. And that needs to be our response too. Lately in my own life, I've been so focused. I've been letting my heart keep the course and stay awakened. But even I cannot deny that in the moments of craving and hungering for him, that the enemy has entered in with temptation, trying to get me to feast. And there's times where I'll be doing absolutely incredible, and then I'll buy into the lie, or I'll feast on temptation, and I'll feel so low. I'll feel so ridiculous, But we have to remember that God has empowered us to overcome. And that's what Romans 8:37 tells us, that we overwhelmingly conquer through him who loves us. And he continues to love us. But I love that we have an overwhelming ability to conquer. That whenever you think about it, there's no comprehension that can do it justice. There's no words that you can formulate that can do any justice to it. Guys, we have to keep in the game. We have to stay in the game. We have to keep the course, keep the faith, and know that we can overwhelmingly conquer because he loves us. Through him who loves us. So how do I recover if I've already sold myself to temptation? Well, the first step is to repent. You come to a place to where it's just you and God and all guards down, and you're just absolutely transparent and you mean it from your heart, not with an intention to do it again. But you just, God, I'm so sorry. God, I messed up. I blew it. God, I know that you've require of me to hold this standard of holiness, but God, I,
I fell short of that standard. God, help me to do better. God, help me to overcome. God, help me to spend more time with you, Lord, so I would not buy into this lie of temptation. Excuse me, repentance is truth. That was a terrible fail. I'm sorry, guys. Allow God's forgiveness to reign in your life. That's the next step. After you repent, allow God's forgiveness to reign in your life. You know, don't start moping around. Don't start hanging your face and saying, oh, God doesn't love me. Oh, God's withdrawn his plan for me. Oh, you know, God doesn't, you know, God cut his power off from me. No, do not walk around with that moping, with that toxic, poisonous mindset, because we see in biblical text that there have been men and women of God who have fallen short of the standard, but they came to a place of repentance and God used them in such a powerful way to bring about a move of him. So ignore your opinion of yourself that is fueled by guilt and shame. You know, during those times where you sell yourself to temptation, there's going to be those moments to where the opinion that you have of yourself and the perspective and viewpoint that you have of yourself, it's going to be fueled by guilt and shame. And you're not going to see yourself the way God sees you. You're not going to see your worth, and you're going to be so consumed. You're going to be so down in the dumps that you're going to start isolating yourself and you're going to start thinking that you're not good enough. Guys, it's time that, you know, we stop sidelining ourselves. Do not become a bench warmer. Do not say, hey, it's time to get in the game. That's what God's saying to us, you know, and then we're like, no, I've just warmed his bench. And, you know, I prefer to just watch the game from here. Get back in the game. Step into the play that God has for you to operate in. 1 Corinthians 10, 12 through 14 says this, therefore, let him who thinks he stands take heed that he does not fall. No temptation has overtaken you, but such as is common to man, and God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will provide the way of escape, also that you will be able to endure it. Therefore, my beloved, flee from idolatry. So we see here that this scripture is just bringing reassurance to us to remind us that we that take a stand, we that heed, you know, that he does not fall, that there's no temptation that comes against us that will overtake us. But, you know, we know that God is faithful. He will not allow anything that, you know, will tempt us beyond what we're able to handle, but that temptation will provide that way of escape, you know, and temptation has that way that even when you do give in, you know, that recovery and that transparency, that vulnerability to where you're all out of options and you know, there's nothing else you can do. And it's just that recovery process is so beautiful to where we just come to a place with God. We just allow him to minister to our hearts. We surrender broken pieces into his hands and just watch him mend, watch him build, watch him, you know, create something out of it. It's just so, so incredible. So I love that last part. Therefore, my beloved, flee from idolatry. Guys, if we flee from idolatry, then we will overcome the temptation. Because idolatry places focuses higher than our focuses on God. You know, idolatry is for people that get tired of waiting on God, for people that are impatient, for people that don't want to work hard, for people that want things handed to them. They build their own God and make their own rules. And they live a very destructurous life. And I don't know if that's a word, but I just made it a life full of destruction. They bring that to themselves in the end. But he says, flee from idolatry. Guys, we got to flee from the idolatry in our lives. God knows that we're going to mess up. Unfortunately, there will be moments that instead of feeding ourselves with things from above and kicking temptation to the curb, resisting with scripture like King Jesus did, we will sell out to the lies. And there will be moments of guilt, shame, conviction, but don't stop. Don't give up. God didn't call us to stand still. There will be times in the valley, and those times are never easy, but work through your mistakes and temptation. A couple of years ago, I was facing a season of rebellion. My judgment was clouded. I didn't have any goals set. I did my best to please the Father, but there were times I compromised. I let sin in, and it went off like a bomb within me. cost me a lot of price. I wasn't expecting to pay. In fact, I had to sit out of ministry for well over a year, almost a year and a half. But during those times of difficulty, I didn't quit. Instead, I worked through it. There was many tough conversations I had to have with my pastors and my mentors. There were several times where I was embarrassed. There were several times when I lost the fight and I got sucker punched. I got caught off guard by the enemy. I wanted to give up so many times, but instead I just kept going because I knew the life that God had called me to live, and none of the time in the valley looked like the purpose he had spoken into my heart. But during those moments, I found God in such a way, an intimate way. And he never gave up on me, and he still never gives up on me. And I am so grateful for him. Do your absolute best to withstand temptation. I've found for myself that the more time I spend with God's heart, the easier it is to kick temptation to the curb. My pastor has told me this: temptation will never cease, but your response to it is what matters the most. How will you respond to temptation in your life? Will you allow it to become your best friend? Or do you need to text it and tell it it's over and break up with it? Guys, it's time that we start stepping into the standard that God has called for us. And part of stepping into that standard is ignoring the temptation, is overcoming the temptation, is to move past the temptations and not allow the simple little petty things that the enemy comes to bring into our focal points to overcome us. Let's pray. Father, I just thank you so much for this amazing day that you've given us. God, I pray that in our lives, that whenever temptation arises and whenever temptation comes to destroy us, God, that we would have the power and the ability, Lord, to overcome. God, I pray that we would not sell ourselves to the temptations that the enemy brings, God, and the things that look so welcoming and so enticing, God, that they are deadly and they're looking to destroy us. They're looking to keep us from achieving the path that you have set before us in this life. God, I pray for your people here today, God, for every person listening to this podcast, for every person that doesn't know this podcast exists. God, I pray that you'd break the chains of temptation, God, that is holding these people bound. Father, the temptations from the enemy that are food, that are security, and that are power. God, let those things never become more important than following after you. Let them never become more important than the source. God, let us never seek the resource more than we seek the source. God, I pray that you would just move actively in our lives and help us to be obedient. Help us to move towards that standard of holiness that you've required for us, God. Father, I thank you so much, and we give you the highest praise for your good. God, we're stepping into a standard, and we will not stop. God, we repent. God, we move on. And God, we step into the place that you have in store for us. Father, we love you so much, and we give you the highest praise, God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you guys so much. This has been your boy, the Muffin Man, with another episode of Refresh Podcast, where Christ goes before us so we can bring you another refreshing word. I hope you've enjoyed episode number 5 of Stepping in the Standard. Sadly to report, I believe we have one more episode of this amazing series. But do not fret. Do not get discouraged, guys. It's going to be good stuff. And I am just so excited for what God's doing in our lives. And I cannot wait to be back with you another episode next week. Love you guys. Take it easy. Don't be cheesy. Have a good day. God bless.